We'll start again the Gemara Daf Samach Dalad Amud Aleph towards the bottom. Posach idach v'omar two lines from the bottom. Hamachzik b'nichzei ager ma'yasev yiskami b'yodoy. What does a person do if he's machzik b'nichzei ager? He became rich overnight, and now he doesn't want to have ayin hara. So what does he do? Yiskami b'yodoy. The money should remain by him. Yikach ben sefer Torah. So Rashi says when you're koyin b'miktzosom. A Sefer Torah, with that schar, the shar, the rest of the Nechosim Bumi Yiskayim. Omer Rav Sheishes, Daf Samach Dalam Omer Beis, Afilu Baal Benichzei Ishtoi, if he marries his wife and he becomes rich, so he also should be, in order to not have an Ainor Mekayim Nechosov, not to be Sholot Eino Bisho, he should give it away for Sefer Torah, part of the money. Rov Omer Afilu Ovat Isko, V'rovach, Stam a business deal. Rav Popo Afilu Motzim Metzia, even if he finds a Metzia, he should give it away, part of it. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Afilu Kosa B'Tfilin. It's not enough. You don't have to, write a Sefer Torah. You can even write a pair of tefillin with it. Pshat is you're doing a mitzvah, which is not a Sefer Torah, which is constantly used by everyone, but it's Tzibur, even tefillin, which is used by Yechidim, by Yochid. Zog the Gemara of Omer Rav Chonon V'Tem Rav Chanina Mai Koro. Where does it say this in the Posuk? That if you give it away for tzedakah, then you are protected. Dichsev, state in Posuk. This is talking about by Melchemes Knan, when Kaisol fought Melech Arod. It says, Vayidar Yisrael Neder. They made a Neder that what? That in Titein, Ha'om Azeh B'Yodi, V'chamti Yisoreyem. If we, they dive into the Eibishter, if we capture and take over this city, we will be Machrim, that means Tzedakah, the Sholol, the city, the booty. And it says in the Posuk afterwards, Vayishma Hashem B'Kol Yisrael, that they won the battle. So what do we see over here? That the reason why the tefillah was the skabel is because they said vichamti. Vichamti is a lashon of hektish. So we see clearly that the tefillah was answered and they won the battle because of the tzedakah that they gave. So you see the same thing, the same story, that the chramti, the tzedakah that you're giving away, brings the success.
You said before about tefillin to the Torah, now we're saying it's also
tzedakah. Now we're saying also tzedakah, correct. It's less than that. Right? Even the Gemara Taka says, tzedakah yomedes la'ad, zeh mashal sefer Torah tefillin la'cherim. Here we're seeing that tzedakah also, tzedakah gets used. It's even a stage less than that, correct? Zog the Gemara, unless the chramti is talking about use that money to buy a sefer Torah, to buy tefillin. Pasha doesn't mean tzedakah. Zogti, or hektish it means, really. Maybe it's constantly used. Zogti Gemara, Omar, Romi Bar Abba, Derech Mil, Vishena Kolshu, Mefiginus Ayayin. If someone walks a mill, or he sleeps even a small amount, Mefiginus Ayayin, it wears off the wine. And before we said, the Gemara says that if you choice a yayin, you can't daven, or you can't paskin. But if you sleep a little or you walk a mill, so it's mefig, it wears off the wine. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Ravua, loy shono l'sheshosa k'dei revius. This is only when you drank a revius, but not more than that. Avol shosa yoisim revius. But if a person drank more than revius, kol shekein shederech todasoy v'sheino meshakaltoy. So then for sure, the derech makes it worse. It gets a more mevuvul. If you drank more than revius and now you walk, the walking will just get you more dizzier and more shikr. And Shana will get you more shikr. So, yes, a small amount of sleep can be mefik the yayin, that's only for revius. But more than revius, that has an opposite effect. Zog di gemara, v'derech mil mefiga yayin. If you walk a mill, it's mefik yayin, that's all you need. V'otanya, we learned in the b'raisa. Ma'is, b'gam gamliel, shei roichav al chamor, gam gamliel, was once riding on a donkey. And he was traveling from Akkar to Kziv. And Rabbi Loi was traveling behind him. Motzo gluskin b'derech. Reb Gamliel found a loaf of bread, a gluskin, on the road. Omar Loi. So he told Eloi, who was accompanying him, toil gluskin min aderech. Pick up the bread from the road. Pick it up. Now, he didn't want him to keep it for himself because the Gemara is going to say soon that maybe it was after Pesach this. Maybe it's Chomet Shavlov of Pesach. Maybe it was owned by a Yid. and it wasn't sold. So Motzo Nochi Echod, so he saw, while he was continuing to travel, he saw a goy. Omaloi, so Gamliel told him, Mevagoi, Mevagoi was his name. Mevagoi, he called him by his name. Toil Gluskin Alolu, Miloi, take this Gluskin from Miloi, that's with me. Nitzba Loi, Rabbi Loi went towards this goy, his name was Mevagoi. Omaloi, he asked him, Mehechanato, where are you from? Omaloi, he told him, I come from the cities of Hutz. It's a tent city. I'm coming from a city of Shalbuganin. Umashimcha, what's indeed your name? So he told him, Mevagoi Shmeini. That's my name. So he asked him, Klume Kirchurim Gamliel Me'olam? Gamliel knew you? He called you by your first name without even knowing you. Did he know you? Omaloi Lav. He never knew me. I don't know who he is. He didn't know me. Zokti Gemara Ba'isa Sholomadnu. From there we learned, we derived, Shekivein Rem Gamliel Beruach HaKodesh. Rem Gamliel was Mechavim Beruach HaKodesh and knew his name, it was Mevagoi. Tosfos on the top points out, even though this is a common name, John, Af Bishoiz Hashem Rogil, Beumois, Karim Bifakshen Demakas, Tamna Amrinon, Shechem Nesim Mevagoi, it's still called Kavona Beruach HaKodesh. It might be a common name, but Lamaisi, he said his name. Zog the Gemara, besides that we see that he was Mecham Beruach HaKodesh, Shloish Ledvorim Lamadnu Ba'Ois Osho. We learned three halachas from this Maisa. Number one, Lamadnu Shein Mavigin Ala Oichlin. You're not allowed to pass by bread, and just, it's busy Oichlin, you have to pick it up. Number two, Velomadnu sheholchin acha roiv oivrei drochim. We follow the roiv, because roiv, it was a city of Akum. So since roiv were goyim, so they did not want to eat it themselves. It was a city of roiv Akum. So since it was a city of roiv Akum, so even before Pesach, meaning besides the issue of Pesach, they didn't want to eat goyish bread. Zog Rashi sheholchin acha roiv oivrei drochim. He did not allow Rabbi Loi to eat it himself. One of the exegetes is piton shamnom v'yenom. So he nala eat pasakum. Sheroiv avridochim nochemein. So you go by seroiv. Now even though roiv, the Mefarshim explained, roiv is a deraisa dekadin. You don't have to learn from a maisa din of roiv, but roiv korov is a drabon of dekadin, and it might have been korov to a place of yidden. So the chiddush is you go by seroiv, like the sugim babas roiv korov hochenach roiv.
Karv
means you have a city nearby, right. Even though the majority of the inhabitants here are goyim, but a city nearby is yidden. So maybe say roiv karv, go to the karv, go to the place that's closer.
A city is closer than
the majority of the people over here. You have a majority in this large area, but karv, you have a city, So maybe it's coming from the karv, go to the karv. Chiddush is roiv, you go to the roiv. So that's the second thing learned. Number one, Ema Vigna Loichlin.
How do you ever have close to the city? If you go past a roiv in a korov, so then the
guns are. So that's the Gemara in Bava Basra discusses that. So Gemara, the third thing, Velo Madnu, we learned. Now, before we see this, the third thing, so Taisa brings in the second Taisus, Kedapirish Bekuntas, Meloi Shorla, Rebeloi, Lemichlinu, Dachzikinu, Becheskas, Pitna, Shal Nochim, Sheroi, Vavidochim, Nochimim. The Imoi Nitoilim Bishi Yisrael. Now, if it would have been a yid, if we're toiled that it's roiv Yisrael, so then what are we saying it would have been? Then it would have been muta, because then it's not a problem of pas palta, pas Yisrael, pas akum. I mean, so we'll see. There's no question in bread. Bread is a kosher ingredient. We're not talking about that. It was tarfus. The question was: is it pas Yisrael or pas akum? Pas made by a balabais of a goy is a gzeir drabonon. Pas. Pas of a palta, that's something else. But I'm talking about pas akum of a house is a gzera, gozru. So we're not talking about the bread we knew, it was flour and wheat. Wheat and water, I mean. Flour and water.
The suffered rabbanon, the roiv goyim will take it. You're saying it's only the rabbanon. Pas palta, only the rabbanon.
Right.
The suffered rabbanon should go to kula.
What'd you say?
The suffered rabbanon should go to kula.
But roiv is, you go bas a roiv.
So roiv knocks off.
Roiv knocks off, yeah. Roiv is machriya the suffik. Now, even though it's roiv is a deraisa kedin, so I'm saying it's talking about in the case. Mefarshim explained, I think to Rishash, that it's a roiv keneged a korov, and that's a chiddush. But Tosis points out that if it would have been a Jewish city, then you would say it's mutter. But Tosfos Bavarin, we'll see in the next case, the third case of the Gemara, that we're talking about that it was after Pesach. Well, if it's after Pesach, then it should be a bigger problem if it's a Yid. A goyish bread after Pesach is not an issa of Pesach. There's a question if it's if an issa hano of Pesach of a goy. But a Yiddish bread, if we didn't sell his chametz, for sure it's a problem. So on that day, he says, on the tzad that it's a Yidden, the reason why it's mutter is because we assume it's gebakken noch Pesach. So Tosfos, the imo in the toilet b'shal Yisrael, the mutter af b'shachar Pesach, or even though it was right near Pesach, the b'Yisrael yishleim et achar Pesach nasa. By Yisrael, you have to say gebakken noch Pesach, and that's why it would not be a problem. But let's see the third thing, taka, l'gabi Pesach. So the Gemara, v'lomadnu, shechemtze shal nochi achar Pesach, mutter b'hano. Because after all, it's chemtze shal nochi, there's a tzad, that chemtze shal nochi is also b'hano. After Pesach, even if it's not owned by a Yid, Chemtze Shanochi is also Bano also. So the Teretz is that no, that Chemtze Shanochi is not also. What would be Isan? Isan no means how could you give it to the Goy? You're having Hano. You know which Hano you're having. Tovis Hano. He gave Mevagoy a loaf of bread. So now Mevagoy owes him one. Tovis Hano. So that's the Chor being Nana from Chemtze Shanochi. So the Chiddush is that Chemtze Shal Nochi Acha Pesach is Mutar Bano, and he wasn't worried about Tovis Hano that Mevagoy now owes him one because he gave him a loaf of bread. It's Mutar Bano, the Hano that I gave him a loaf of bread. I'm not worried about that. And that Tosfos says, so it's Mashman the Gemara that if it's Shal Yisrael, then it's Mutar, for sure should be also. It's Chemtze Shal Yisrael, for sure you're not allowed Hano. And that Tosfos says, by Yisrael we assume was baked after Pesach.
What's
Tovis Hano? Tovis Hano is that he owes me a favor.
Why? You ate the bread, right?
No. The Yid found the bread. Rabbi Loi and Rabbi Gamliel found the bread, and he told Rabbi Loi, give it to the Goy. So now the Goy owes him one. Tovis Hano. If Chomet Shal Akum is also Bano, then the Tovis Hano should be also. So Kamashlon, that Chemtze Shal Nochi, Acha Pesach is Mutar Bano, you don't have to worry about the Tovis Hano. Now Tovis says a Kasha, in the Tovis Dima Masav Lomadnu, that made a nostal la akum, the ikotavis ano, the akum, like Rashi brings. The Israeli, if you hold this osba no, then maybe misofik, you can't give it to him. The Sheva Pesach Nasa, and Ibizo, yeah, being Nana. Fekta Isakasha, how did Gamliel give a goy? Does the Isav loisachonim? Loisit le matnaschinom. You're not allowed to give a gift to a goy, there's no reason. For Afrika, the la akum, I'm a kira shogi, if you know him, it's mutter. But over here, we didn't know him. That was the whole shock of Ataya. Do you know him, Gamliel? He said, I don't know him. That was the Ruch HaKodesh. So how do you, what about the Isav loisachonim?
Off his
no, Rabbi Loi picked it up.
Rabbi Gamliel had to go.
Right.
So this guy did him a favor.
No. That's not the Maisa. Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Loi to pick it up. Rabbi Loi was with him, a Yid. Then he met a guy when he was continued traveling. He said, give it to the guy. So, Lachar, it's Loi Sechonim. You give it to the animals. You can do other things with it. You're not like a Matnas Chinom. Zok Tesvis. Vavgav del Akam Abakir Shogi. But over here, we know clearly that he did not know him. So Tosfos wants to say that the Tosefta says, "Im hoya shcheinoi muta mibneishu kamoicheloi." If it's somebody's your neighbor, then you're allowed to, because then it's like moicheloi, just like you're selling it to him. But over here, he wasn't makiroi, so then you don't have that heta. Now the issue of loisachonim pashtus is mitzad the mekabel. As long as the mekabel receives something from you, the mekabel is not allowed to receive a gift, so the issa leisachonim. We'll see soon in Meir Simcha's Mechadish that the issa leisachonim mitzad the noisin. That if the noisin did not own it, then it's not considered that mekabel received the substantial gift that he received. Al kaponim Tosfos kasha is what about the issa leisachonim? So Tosfos gives the teretz in the second teretz of Tosfos. Look, Tosfos, kevan shehoya ha'aku mislave imohen. Since the akum accompanied him, he kept him on the road, kept him company. Choshev kamoicheloi. And it's like my buddy, my friend, my shcheinoi. So then it's like I'm selling it to him by giving him to him. And like we see, mefarnes aniya akum aniya yisrael. That's Dak Yisholim is another heta. But kaponim, Tosfos says it's not a problem with sechonim. Remei Simchin or Sameach brings this gemara and this sugi and this Tosfos, and he says the following. He says that since they did not want to be zoich in the bread, he picked it up because em avin al oiklin. But he did not want to be zoich in it because he wasn't allowed to eat it because it's pas akum. Since he wasn't zoich in it. So in Mela, there's no issa of Lo Yisachonim. Lo Yisachonim only starts when it's yours. Something that's mine, I can't give to a guy as a gift. But since I was never coined it to be mine, yes, I picked it off the ground. but I wasn't coining it. I picked it up because I'm avigin al oichlin. But since it's osabano and I didn't want to acquire it, so memela is never his. So memela zok there is no isav leisachonim. That's how he answers this kasha. Zok the gemara continues the ma'isa. Came and shehigialach ziv. They came to the city of Ziv. Bo echod li lishol al nidroi. A person came to be shoyl on his neder. He had a neder. He had to be shoyl from the chacham on the neder. Omar lezeshi imoi. So Rabbi Gamliel turned to Rabbi Loi, who was with him. Klum shatinu revias yaino italki. Didn't we drink a revias of Italian wine? Omar loy hein. So Rabbi Zoi, I can't pass. Can be matan adorim. Im kain yitay lachenu. So let's continue traveling and let this yid that wants to be matan the neder accompany us. Achi yafig yenenu until our wine dissipates. And that's Gemara's kasha. We said before 1 mil is enough to dissipate wine. He walked 3 mil. Until it came to Sulma Shatzur. Gamliel left, went off down the donkey. And he covered himself with a talis. So he covered himself in his talis and he sat down and got off the donkey and he was matin the dorim. We learn many halachos from this din. Number one, lamadnus revias yaino italki meshaker. A revias of Italian wine is meshaker. Velomadnu shikur al yoira. A shikur can't be moira, can't be mataneder. Velomadnu shedeg mefigos yain. That if you continue traveling, it dissipates the wine effect. Velomadnu shein mefirin adorim loy rocho v'loy mahalach v'loy oimed. You can't be matan adorim while you're traveling, while you're sitting or walking or standing. Ela Yoshev. But you had to sit down. Kotoni Mias in the Gemara Frekti Kasha, Shloi Shomilin. It says that you had to dissipate by walking 3 mil, by traveling 3 mil, before you said 1 mil. Zokti Gemara, one teretz is, Shaini Yaino Italki, de Meshaka Tvei. Regular wine, Ein Echanami. 1 mil is enough. Yaini Talki is high alcohol level, high alcohol volume, so it's a strong wine. It's Meshaka Tvei. You need 3 mil. Frekti Gemara. We said before in the beginning of the sugya, when you drink a revius, so then the walking or sleeping can dissipate. We said the walking makes it worse. And here we're saying that it dissipated even though you drank more than revius, because yaini talki is strong, as strong as like more than revius. And to the Gemara, rochuv shaini. When you walk, it makes it more mavoval. But when you're sitting and riding, so then rochuv shaini, so then taka 3 mil has the effect of walking 1 mil and not more than that. Then the derech is not tardasoi. Zok the Gemara, hashe the osel lochi. Once you stell a vek that rochuv shaini, so the Rami bar Abba nami lekasha. Rami bar Abba started in the top of the sugi and he said derech mil, 1 mil is mefik yayin. So Mela, it's not shver why we it's gimel mil. So l'rom be'abba nami l'kasha, rochuv shaini. So you need 3 mil, because someone who is riding, there's less of a teirach, so Mela, you take need 3 mil to get the level of dissipating the wine, you need 3 mil of rochuv. And you go quicker, okay. And echadami, it's a time span. You're saying very good. It's a time span also, till it dissipates. Eventually it dissipates. Zok di gomorah. Any the following question. Is this correct? Meaning that you have to sit down when you're matting the dorim. We see clearly you can matting the dorim even riding, even while you're standing, even while you're walking. There's a man that says, and that means you have to find a Pesach to show that he's mischaret. So there's a few ways how to learn this Gemara in the Rishonim. One side is ein poisim b'charota. That means that the chacham can stand be oiker the nedla mafreya without any reason. So if you hold poisim b'charota, you need a reason. So you have to get off the donkey and sit down and put your mind to it. And with all seriousness, you have to find a pesach. But if you hold ein poisim b'charota, means that you can be mati without anything. So then you don't need anything. You can even mahalach oimet v'yoshef. That's how, one way of learning. Tosis learns that no, ein poischem b'charotah means that you need a Pesach. Poischem b'charotah means I'm mischaret. I regret what I did. So that you can do even sitting down. That's no big deal. Means you need to have a Pesach. You have to find a reason. You have to think of a reason. And that is taka what needs more of a your mind. You have to put your mind to it. And that's you have to go off the donkey. So punkt faket. Ein pois mechagota meaning not just charota meaning I regret, but rather you have to find a Pesach. There's a third side in the Rishonim that say that pois mechagota, does the chacham start off and say, do you have what to be miskaret? So if he says approaches the chacham on his own, he says, I have a Pesach. Then it's much easier. But if you have to approach him to it, so that's ein poischen, meaning you have to tell him or not. So that's totally in the machlokes poischen, ein poischen if you get off the donkey or not. Zok the mother, Omer Rabba Bachanam Rabbi Yochanan. My posach lerem Gamliel Lahu Gavra. What was the pesach that he found him? Yesh, he told him a posach in Mishlei. Yesh boite commit korois cherev. Meaning, someone is boite, boite lashon of habota. Someone who makes a neder, commit korois cherev, he's chayv misa. But the chachomim can be matir and oike the nedel mafreya is marpe. Kol aboyta, she told him. Kol aboyta, whoever makes a neder, roi ledoke becherev. Be'etzim ischayv miso. Ela shalosh chachomim marpe. But the Torah gets you off the hook. But we see over here, this was the Pesach. The Pesach was, if you would have known that kol aboyta is roi lemiso, would you made a neder? He said, no, I won't have. That's good for the Pesach he made. If I would have known that I'm chayv misa for being boiter, kimit kolos cherev, so then I would not have made the neder. Zog du gemorre, omar mar, ve'ein mavirin ala oichlin yin ala pass by food, omar rabbi yechlim shum shim ben yechoy, lo yishon ala b'deris rishonim. That was talking about in deris rishonim, she'ein b'nois yisrael putz b'kshofim. I'm all when you find a loaf of bread on the street, it's kishef. So then you can't pick it up, even though imavina loichlin, because then you're being moided to the kishuf, to the witchcraft. So that's b'doros yishoynim, v'b'nois Yisrael napruz b'kshofim, then you can pick it up imavirin. Ava b'doros achoynim, she'b'nois Yisrael, unfortunately, napruz b'kshofim, then mavirin. You'll have to step over it, you'll have to step on it, because it's kshofim. Zog demo, tono shleimin mavirin. When it's a loaf of bread, a full one, then it's chshash of kishuf, you're mavirin. Ptitin, if it's small little pieces, then there's no chash of kshofim. They don't play witchcraft on pieces of bread. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Asi l'Rav Ashi, v'aptitin lo yavdin, and they don't make witchcraft on ptitin. V'oksiv, it's a posuk in Yecheskel, v'atchaleleno oisi el ami, b'sha'alei so'orim, uv'tutei lechem. So we see clearly that even ptitei lechem, that they do witchcraft on. Zog the Gemara, no, that doesn't mean the witchcraft was on the piece of bread, but rather the shakri ba'agrayu, they took a payment for the witchcraft, they took pieces of bread. But la'olam, it's only shleimin de mavirin, but ptitin e mavirin. We'll stop over here, on the bottom of the omelet.